This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's all kinds of healthcare talk out there this week. We're waiting for the Supreme Court to rule on the Affordable Care Act. This Thursday or next Monday are the next possible decision days. And there's corporate chatter, too, of mergers and acquisitions among some big insurance companies. So while we wait for all of that to sort itself out, we're going to start a series today about an idea that some doctors and other healthcare professionals have been talking about. Whether we can save money in healthcare by spending more on social services for the most expensive patients. You address those issues, the thinking goes, and you improve health and you save money. So, question number one, what are doctors doing to get the right services to the right patient at the right times? From the Health Desk at WHYY, here's Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein.
His entire career, Dr. Seth Berkowitz has met with patients much like one of his first, a 300-pound farmer in rural North Carolina with diabetes and heart disease.
His own diet was kind of highly processed foods, and he knew that that was making his health worse. He'd be like, oh, I know what I need to be doing, but it's just not an affordable thing for me, and I just have other priorities.
Berkowitz saw the same thing everywhere he worked, in North Carolina, the Bay Area, and Boston. And an idea hardened in his mind. Many of his sickest patients would happily focus on health if they could just deal with their more pressing problems first. So Berkowitz has designed a pilot program where he works now, Massachusetts General Hospital, that he thinks just might work for his diabetic patients.
We're working with an organization that delivers medically tailored meals to people in their houses. It's really good quality food. It's made from ingredients that are grown around the Boston area. They have their own test kitchens.
Berkowitz bets if he gets them eating healthier foods, his patients will need less medication, move around more, be more productive. He's one of a handful of researchers trying to improve health for the patients sometimes called the 550s, the 5% of patients who use 50% of the resources, a tab often paid by taxpayers. To folks like Berkowitz, it makes perfect sense, right? Spend $100 for a week's worth of meals as a way to head off the repeated trips to the hospital for $6,000 to $10,000 a pop, improve health, and save money. But doctors don't know who's going to end up in the hospital. You can't predict it well enough. So you might spend lots of money on meals for people where food isn't the problem at all. Lots of the men and women coming through the Mass General Clinic here in Revere could be a good fit for Berkowitz, like 71-year-old Tom Sullivan, who weighed 250 pounds when he first showed up 10 years ago. Today, he's 316.
Whatever I eat is either sandwiches or microwave. Garbage. Your body can tell you if you're doing good or not. And it hasn't gotten any better.
And 39-year-old Carrie Walsh, who knows what food she wants to buy but can't.
I just feel really sad because I want to take care of myself. And if I had the financial means, I'd be able to be eating better.
Dr. Berkowitz says he's got 1,500 Walshes and Sullivans he could enroll, but a budget for 50. What makes finding the right 50 even harder, says Harvard health economist Kate Baker, is having healthy food on hand might not be enough.
Maybe they don't have a place for food deliveries. Maybe they don't have adequate cooking facilities.
The stated goal of this work, improving health and saving money, hinges on lining up the right patient with the right program. Allison Hamblin with the Center for Healthcare Strategies says the danger here is they won't get it right.
We need to prove that we can economically justify this work as part of healthcare. And until we can demonstrate that this is cost-effective, it won't be a mainstream activity.
Poor targeting could sink a program financially. And right now, many providers doing this work don't target at all, instead relying on referrals or a first-come, first-serve basis. Doctors and researchers in Washington State, San Diego, and Dallas are developing predictive models that they believe will take the guesswork out and lead to the right matches. That encourages Dr. Clemens Hong, a lead researcher in this field, as long as people understand this needs to be more than a big data solution.
I think the perfect marriage is data and relationships.
Hong says a trusting relationship, one where the healthcare workers really know the patient, is essential. Remember, he says, we're talking about a group of people whose lives are turned inside and out.
So someone who's high risk today, their depression gets better and they start taking their medications and they're actually okay for a while. And then mom dies, right? And then they get depressed again and they stop taking their medications and here we are all over again.
That brings us back to Seth Berkowitz, who's also trying to marry data and relationships. In his modest, windowless office at Mass General in Boston, Berkowitz reads off a couple of questions to help him find patients best suited for the meal program.
In the last 3 months, did you ever put off buying medications so that you would have money to buy food?
All told, he's created a 100-question survey. Crude as that may be, learning a patient's complicated backstory may be the most effective way to move forward. Even if cumbersome questionnaires are the best they've got, people in the trenches like nurse practitioner Christine Gossel say they'll take it.
You can see how frustrating it is for the patient. And their weight steadily rises and the insulin steadily rises. And it's this vicious cycle that's never stopped because that one issue that could fix it all isn't being addressed.
Gossel says if it comes down to the meals or more insulin to really help Walsh or Sullivan, her money's on the meal every time. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Dan's story was produced for us with support from the California Endowment Health Journalism Fellowships there at USC Annenberg.